If I Lay Here by Semi Assas, performed by Potvig Lava.
Are you all right? What's the matter?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disturb you. Go back to sleep.
What is it?
It's just nightmare. It was nothing. Nothing.
A nightmare. About Arthur?
They're always about him.
Tell me.
It doesn't mean anything. It was just a bad dream. I don't want to wake him up. I don't want him to... No.
He's not going to wake up. You know he sleeps like the dead before a big quest. You're worried about it. About us leaving.
And having to stay behind.
I'm going to bring him back, Gwen. I swear.
I know. You always do. There isn't anyone I trust more to keep him safe.
Look at me, trying to cheer you up with all this gloomy talk. How about something a little lighter, hmm? Do you remember last summer, when we visited Powys?
And you addressed his wife as the Lady Dowager, like she was his mother? Oh, Merlin, how could I forget? It was all Arthur could talk about for a week after you got home. And I had to send Lady Powys an apology longer than some peace treaties, just to get her and her husband to forgive us.
And then Arthur made me take lessons on deportment and peerage for a month.
And made you address everyone by their former titles, until the whole castle thought you were with them, or had lost the very last of your wits.
And then he didn't even warn you. So when I called you Your Majesty...
I startled so badly that I spilled a whole goblet of wine all over myself. Oh, Merlin, don't. We'll wake him up.
And then he pouted the whole trip that we didn't let him in on the joke. Sure, you can laugh. You're not the one who's going to be stuck on the horse beside him.
I wish I was.
I know. But if I'm the only one you trust to keep him safe, then you're the only one he trusts to rule in his absence. He needs you, Gwen. He needs you here.
I'm going to miss you both so much.
No less than we'll miss you. But we'll be back before you know it.
Not soon enough.
Just you watch. We are going to ride home victorious, and you are going to look out the window and think, oh no, those two bad hawks are back. You'll get used to the luxury of having this big bed all to yourself. You'll miss it when we're back.
No, but I might enlist your help in keeping him in it once you're back.
Oh, will you now? You sound like you're up to something nefarious.
Quite nefarious. I think we'd better plan on keeping him here for a full day at least.
And what are we going to do with him while we've got him here?
Have our way with him, of course. Have my way with him. You'll have had plenty of opportunity while you're out on the road. When you get home, it'll be my turn.
Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
It's unseemly for a king to sleep this late. I think we had better wake him up. I think you're right.
Wake up, love.
It doesn't seem to be working.
No, it doesn't.
Well, he does sleep like the dead. You might need to be a bit more vigorous.
Vigorous?
You know, like... Like that.
I see what you mean. But that didn't wake him up either. How about this?
There he is.
Good morning, sleepyhead. Gwen and I were lonely, so we figured we'd wake you up.
What? Merlin, what a... Oh, God.
Gwen was getting a little jealous over all the ways you and I are going to be together while we're out on the road.
Jealous? I was not.
Gwen, don't stop. Have mercy.
As I was saying... Gwen was getting a little jealous, so we figured she'd get a head start on catching up. And I figured I'd help her. She is good with her mouth, isn't she? Look at how close he is already, Gwen. You think it's because you woke him up with it? I always end up working him until my jaw hurts, and then he's still got stamina to spare. You're going to come for her like this, aren't you? Not even fully awake yet, and you're going to come right down her throat, won't you? I think it's what she wants. I think you'd better give your wife what she wants, hadn't you? Come for us, Arthur. Come so hard, you won't be even able to think of anyone but her all day. You're going to be hard all day remembering this, aren't you, Arthur? Remembering her. But I won't take pity on you until we stop to make camp. But then, tonight...
You two are going to kill me. That's quite a farewell.
Wait until you see what you get for a welcome home.
The end.